together tonight on Stereo 101, KDWB FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul, to pay our final respects to a great man, John Lennon. We've come together, Don't Let Me Down, Why Don't We Do It in the Road, Get Back, his version of Revolution, which was not the hit single, but much better. And, of course, Hey Jude was actually a song we didn't play because it was Paul kind of renouncing John for leaving the group and kind of imploring him to come back to where he belonged. Lady Madonna was also a Paul McCartney masterpiece, but one of John's true masterpieces, I Am the Walrus. We skipped Hello Goodbye and Baby You're a Rich Man and All You Need Is Love, and did John's classic Strawberry Fields Forever, of course. It's 9:08. We're going to get into some John Lennon music in just a couple of minutes here after we wrap up with what were the Beatles' last couple of hits.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And it was to be the split of John Lennon and Paul McCartney and the breakup of the Beatles in May of 1970. Here was their parting shot.
Winding road that leads to your door.
Stereo 101, Sunday Night 60s, with the Beatles' last song. And to get into the John Lennon portion of the program, the record that was out just after all the brouhaha about John leaving his first wife, Cynthia, and his little boy, Julian, and you know, leaving the Beatles. And this record kind of exemplified how John and Yoko were crucified for their sleeping in bed in Toronto for peace.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France.
Best of luck. It's called Cold Turkey.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? So this is Christmas. Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Starting over.
It's just like starting over for John Lennon. He was asked recently in a Playboy magazine interview that just came out this month whether being a house husband and reversing the role with women helped him to understand the plight of women, and John said, it did for me, but don't forget, I'm the one who benefited the most from doing it. Now I can step back and say that Sean, my son, is going to be 5 years old, and I was able to spend his first 5 years with him, and I'm very proud of that. Come to think of it, it looks like I'm going to be 40, and life begins at 40, so they promise, and I believe it, too. I feel fine, and I'm very excited. It's like, you know, like hitting 21, like, wow, what's going to happen next? Only this time, we're together. And he wraps up the Playboy interview by saying, it's the fear of the unknown which keeps people from accepting the message of give peace a chance. The unknown is what it is, and to be frightened of it is what sends everybody scurrying around chasing dreams, illusions, wars, peace, love, hate, all that. It's all illusion. Unknown is what it is. Accept that it's unknown, and it's plain sailing. Everything is unknown. Then you're ahead of the game. If you know that, that's what it is. So we wound up our John Lennon and Beatles special with Just Like Starting Over Again from the new album, John and Yoko. Happy Christmas, the war is over. Stand by me, whatever gets you through the night. Mind games, imagine, power to the people. Oh, Yoko, woman is the nigger of the world. A song for John that Yoko Ono had on her album. Hold on, John, instant karma, cold turkey. And from Live Peace in Toronto, give peace a chance. And, of course, the ballad of John and Yoko. We're Stereo 101, KDWB-FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul.